From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Negotiations with Iran and six world powers ended another round of talks in Geneva today, promising to return to the table early next month. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
After several hours of talks, the Iranian delegation sounded the most optimistic, describing them as serious and businesslike. But progress was described as limited at best, and serious divisions remain, with a deadline approaching for a political framework in 6 weeks. American and French negotiators left the talks without speaking to reporters. Washington is hoping that Tehran will agree by July 1st to significant restrictions on its nuclear program in return for the easing of economic sanctions. Those sanctions, along with the plunging price of crude oil, have saddled Iran with serious economic woes. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Geneva.
Five people are reportedly dead in the latest attack in northeastern Nigeria when a suicide bomber drove into a busy bus station. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports that the raid comes as neighboring countries band together, hoping for a regional military solution to end the Boko Haram insurgency.
As Cameroon reports another round of killings and kidnappings, including children, by suspected militants in cross-border raids, Nigeria says there's been another bombing in its troubled northeast region. Witnesses say a man drove a car into the bus station on the outskirts of the town of Potiskum and set off explosives. Potiskum in Yobe State has been the target of several attacks by Boko Haram insurgents. Two female suicide bombers with remotely triggered explosives hit a market a week ago. Nigeria's neighbors, Cameroon, Chad, and Niger, look set to go it alone, crossing into Nigeria to counter the insurgency and stop it from spilling over the borders. Ofebia Kustakton, NPR News, Conakry.
At the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta,
we shall overcome.
The life and legacy of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was celebrated at a service today at the church he pastored. Current pastor, the Reverend Raphael Warnock, says the annual King holiday is a time to spread the message of freedom and justice.
Hey, it doesn't get any better than this. You're in Dr. King's house on King Day.
And Professor James Cohen of New York's Union Theological Seminary told the Ebenezer congregation King's voice was a voice for the poor.
Let us celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. by making a political and a religious commitment to complete his work of justice in our churches, in our cities, and in this nation and in the world.
The Martin Luther King Jr. holiday is observed tomorrow. The Colts are playing the Patriots right now for a chance to face the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. The score so far is 24-7 Patriots in the third quarter. This is NPR News. President Obama says he'll use his State of the Union address this Tuesday to push for policies he says will benefit the middle class, including raising the capital gains tax on the wealthy. That is, the GOP prepares for 2016. The Republican National Committee says it will drastically reduce the number of debates compared to 4 years ago. And this weekend, Tea Party conservatives are hearing from potential presidential candidates at their annual convention in South Carolina. A measles outbreak in Southern California is spreading to other states and Mexico. Public health officials put the latest tally at 51 cases. The outbreak started with 7 infected people at Disney theme parks over the holidays. Danielle Carson reports most of the cases in California are in Orange County, where Disney's theme parks are located.
More than 36 cases in 3 states, Colorado, Utah, and Washington State, have now been linked to the measles outbreak after the Disney visitors returned to their hometowns. Patient zero has yet to be identified. Public health officials say it's likely someone caught the virus abroad and visited one of the theme parks. The illness then spread to other visitors, many of whom weren't vaccinated against the measles. In San Diego County, 9 out of 10 who got sick weren't vaccinated. Dr. Mark Grabowski, a health official with the United Nations, says refusing vaccinations is a growing trend that could be dangerous. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
World financial markets, Asian markets are trading in mixed territory at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan up more than 0.5%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong down about 0.3%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.